This is KUNM. I'm Chris Boros. A group called Take Back the Co-op wants to make big changes at La Mononita Co-op. The group says New Mexico's largest food cooperative has become too corporate and is not listening to member owners and are collecting signatures for a petition. Dennis Domzalski covered the Take Back the Co-op campaign for the Albuquerque Free Press. He told Public Health New Mexico's Ed Williams the controversy at the co-op is part of a long history of changes at the business.
Well, the co-op has indeed changed over the years. At first, when they first started in 76, they didn't sell meat. They do now because they had to change. In other words, competition. So back in 1987, they realized that Wild Oats was coming to town. So they realized they had to change. And it's been an ongoing process. Co-ops, it's not in the 1970s anymore. They are actually businesses. And if they want to stay in business for their members, they have to change. And change today means offering a wider variety of goods at lower prices.
And some of those lower-priced goods La Mononita is offering now are non-organic fruits and vegetables, which the Take Back the Co-op people are upset about. But that's only one small piece, really, of what the group says is wrong with La Mononita. So tell us about some of the other issues that the movement's trying to address.
Well, a lot of them are labor issues. They claim that they're creating a hostile environment and things like that. But the biggest thing that they're doing, they've got this vast conspiracy theory that there is a cabal of three companies out there, entities. Two of them are co-ops that are allegedly scheming to take over every single food cooperative in the United States and apparently turn them all into things like Sprouts or Whole Foods or whatever. It's very vague. And they claim corporatization, and they really don't say what that means.
Well, there have been a number of complaints filed by co-op employees to the National Labor Relations Board. That's one thing that Take Back the Co-op people point to as evidence. What about evidence for some of the other things they're alleging that you just mentioned? Have you found any data or anything to back that up?
Well, here's the situation. They claim that the big puppeteer behind this is this consulting cooperative out of Putney, Vermont, which is apparently a very small place, that they are allegedly advising all cooperatives on their bylaws. And that's the whole thing. They're claiming that they're trying to change that throughout the nation. This one little organization, it's a cooperative of 40 consultants, are advising co-ops to change their bylaws, democratize the situation and give the member owners less of a voice. I called those people. They said, look, we offer templates. We tell these people these are templates. We don't have any control over what any board does anywhere. So that was that. The second co-conspirator they claim is basically it's a cooperative of cooperatives out of Iowa City, Iowa. It basically helps cooperatives design their stores. It offers them buying things. And it recently signed a contract with the third cooperative, a food distributor. Well, this cooperative of cooperatives was formed in 1999 by 150 cooperatives, food cooperatives. La Mononita was a founder. It's an original owner. It's a member owner right now. So that's kind of hard to think that a cooperative of cooperatives is in the business of somehow seizing control.
But I think what part of the complaint is by the petitioners is that they feel that the consultant is taking away the ability of the member owners to participate in the decision making. I mean,
but nothing like that has happened here. They've actually, all their allegations, I asked them, so what bylaws have been violated? They said none.
Take Back the Co-op needs 1,600 signatures. That's what they're after. What happens when they get those signatures?
They can call a special meeting. Their intention is to basically impeach every board member. I think there's 9 of them. And also fire the general manager, Dennis Hanley.
Well, Dennis Domzalski, thanks a lot for coming in to talk with us.
You're welcome.
La Mononita is holding meetings about the changes at the co-op and to answer questions from members in Albuquerque tonight and Santa Fe tomorrow. Head to KUNM.org to find out more. KUNM's Public Health New Mexico project is funded by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, the Conoma Health Foundation, and the McCune Charitable Foundation.